Okay, today's daf is Membet. We're going to go back to yesterday, where we started in the middle of the daf, the two dots, the fichachim natan kulam kitiknan. We had the pnimi one, since you have to do all the korbanot, right? You have to do all the matanot on the four korbanot hamizbeach. So we said in the Mishnah that, therefore, if you did all kitiknan, ve'echad shelo kitikna, psula ve'en bo karet, right? If you did them all properly, but only one was pigul, it's pasul ve'en bo karet. And then we quoted the Mishnah in the Mishnah Menachot about pigel bekometz ve'lo belevonah belevonah ve'lo bekometz. So Rabbi Meir says this is pigul, and you actually get karet. And Chachamim said en bo karet ad shepagel b'chol amatir. And we assumed when we first read it that what's the issue? Rabbi Meir says you can call it pigul when it's only in part of the matir. Remember, the matir is basically like a full avoda. So you have to aim pigul b'chatzi matir, aim mefaglim b'chatzi matir is chachamim shita, which means that since you only did it in one of the matanot and not all of them, that's not called pigul. You had to have the machshava in all of them. Rabbi Meir says, no, you can be mefagel b'chatzi matir, and therefore this is pigul. However, Rish Lakish right away said, that's not his reason, okay? His reason is, he says, it's only a case where you brought the kometz b'machshava, and then the levona b'shtika. It doesn't really matter the order, which kometz or levona went first. The issue is that first, you had a machshava of pigul in the first one, and the second one, you were silent. You didn't have any particular machshava. Again, machshava, we always talk about, right, usually means amira. You said something, and the other one, you didn't say anything. Or you had a thought, or you didn't have a thought, depending if you hold that that's the case. So Rish Lakish says, the whole shita of Rabbi Meir, okay, so we now have two ways of understanding Rabbi Meir. Either Rabbi Meir says, which we haven't really seen the Gemara say this yet, but we're going to see it today, mifaglim b'chatzi matir, and therefore you get karet in the case where you only did one of the matanot with the machshava pigul. Or we say, al dat rishonahu oseh, and then the case would have to be where the first machshava was a machshava of pigul, the next one he was silent when he did the next matana or all the rest of the matanot. And the assumption is, if you start off with one machshava, then we assume you continue it as long as you don't contradict it. And that's why he says it's
when we were talking about the korbanot and the hazaa before we got to the menachah, like a few
dapim ago, you're saying,
yeah,
about
the same argument of whether,
yes, we talked
about one, yeah. If it's puzzle from the start, then it becomes...
Oh, that was where we had an amira, that were two... That's a little different.
The first thought was...
Where there were two thoughts, hareze shlamim, hareze ola, like that kind of case you're talking about? Where then we said, right, but that's a little different. Because then the question is, we have two different contradictory things. Do we go by the first?
No, there was
you're talking about something else.
There was something about if you are doing it in each of the four korbanot, and if the first one was okay, and the second one, you were thinking pigul, then did you do all four of them?
Okay, so let's clarify. We have the case of a regular chatat or a regular korban where you put on the mizbeach. As soon as you do the first one, it's mechaper. Then obviously this whole thing is irrelevant. This is only relevant in the case of the chataot apnimiyot where you need to do all four. In a case where you need to do only one, so whatever machshava you had in the first one is koveah, because after that, the korban's done. And therefore, right, you already got atonement. I don't know if that's what you're referring to. But in the case where you have a mizbeach ha-pnimi, where you have to, the chatat ha-pnimi, where you have to do all four, then the question is, what if you're mefagel in one of the four, or two of the four, or three of the four, but not all of the four? Okay? So, again, Rabbi Meir says you get karet, and Chachamim say you don't. Now, the question is, what's Rabbi Meir talking about? Is he only talking about, is his shita based on al-dat rishonahu oseh, which was basically Rish Lakish, which would then imply that only if your first machshava was pigul would it be karet. If any other one wasn't pigul, if you started off without pigul and then you went to pigul, then that wouldn't be pigul.
Which would mean that if you did the first and it was a good machshava, then it's
mechaper. Then it's fine. Then you don't get karet. It'll be disqualified because you had a pigul machshava, but you won't get karet. That's Rish Lakish's understanding of Rabbi Meir. But the Pashut understanding of Rabbi Meir, and we're going to basically... You know, we'll ask questions of Rish Lakish, and then we'll bring the alternate shita, which is that maybe he holds across the board. Mifaglim b'chatzi matir, meaning as long as you have one bad machshava, as long as your machshava was chutzlis mano, that's going to be pigul. It doesn't matter if it was in part of the zrika or all of the zrika. Once you did that, It's pigul.
And this is only bifnim.
Only in the chato bifnim, because in all the other ones, again, if you did it in the first, it's going to be pasul, because the first one's the critical one. If you did it in the later ones, doesn't matter, because you already affected atonement. Okay, so we're going to start at the very bottom now, meitive. Okay, and what is this talking about? This is about the matana achad. Okay, you can look at Rashi. He says this is in the Tosefta in Tzvachim, and it's bamed dvarim marim de matana achad pigel. Okay, then one matana your pigel al mizbeach achitzon. Right, this is all that one matana causes pigel. That's in the outer mizbeach, like we just said. Aval damim anitanim al mizbeach hapnimi. Okay, but if it's on the Mizbech HaPnimi, Kigon, Arba'im V'Shalosh Shel Yom HaKippurim, okay, like the 43 sprinklings of Yom HaKippurim. Okay, what are these 43 sprinklings? Actually, I forgot to cut it. Okay, but you can pass this around. The 43 sprinklings are, okay, how do we have 43? So, if you remember on Yom HaKippurim, we take the par and we take the seir. Okay, each of these, we take the blood separately. I don't know if you remember this, when maybe next year when you get to Avodah Yom Kippurim, it'll make more sense when we talk about the whole description. So there, what do? You take the blood of the par and you take the blood of the seer. Then you go into the kodesh, the kohen goes into the kodesh, the kohen gadol goes into the kodesh kodeshim, and he sprinkles one lamala and seven lamata on the aron. Okay? So he does one lamala, seven lamata, in the Kodesh Kodeshim Keneged Haron. That gets us up to 16, because he does both the Dama the Par and the Dama Seir separately. So that's 8 of each, 16. Then he goes out to the Heichal, and he sprinkles on the Parochet the same 7, 1 and 7. 1 Klape Mala and 7 Klape Mata. Remember, that was, he puts his hand Klape Mala, and then he puts his hand Klape Mata. Right, that's what we count. Achad, achad, v'achad, achad, v'shtayim.
Just tell me when we sing. That's a nice part of it. You know, the saying, Kama Yafeh.
Right. You like that. Also, the callings out of the sprinklings, yes, right? That's achad, achad, v'achad, achad, v'shtayim. Right? So that's why there's achad, and then there's achad, v'achad, and achad, v'shtayim, because the achad is the first one you do Klape Mala. Then we have the seven klapei mata. So then he does again the same thing with the par and with the seir. I didn't check. I forget which one he does first. But either which way, he does the 16 inside. Then he does the same 16 outside. The first 16 are done keneged haaron in kodesh kodeshim. The second 16 are done keneged haparochet. Then he mixes the blood together. Although today we're going to see there's a bit of a machloket about that. But let's assume right now he mixes the blood together of the par and the seir. And then he puts them on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So that gets us up to, that's another 4 sprinklings. So he has the 16, and 16 is 32, and another 4 is 36. And then he does 7 Hazaot all on the top of the Mizbeach. Okay, he does these 7 sprinklings. So that's like toward the top of the Mizbeach. So that altogether gets you to 43. Okay, so that's what they're talking about here. So this was just to explain the 43, although later on we're going to talk more in detail about the 43. Is it really 43? Maybe it's more. Okay. So, all this was to say, right, in what case do we say that if you had pigul in the first one, it's going to be pigul, right? That's in the Mizbeach HaChitzon. But in the Mizbeach HaPnimi, like the 43 on Yom HaKippurim, or the 11 of the Par Kohen HaMashiach, what's the 11? You do the 7 Hazaot, there's no 8 there. You do 7 Hazaot, Klapei HaParochet, and then you do 4 Matanot on the Mizbeach. So that gets you to 11. So 11 shapar kohen mashiach ve 11 shapar halim davar shel tzibur, both of those. Okay, I put on the chart only davar shel tzibur, but it's also the par kohen mashiach pigel. But in those cases, now here we're going to see why do we bring this, because it contradicts Rish Lakish. Remember, Rish Lakish said al dat rishonahu oseh. So if you mess up the first one, all the rest will be, but if you mess up a later one and the first one was good, that's not going to be pigel, because ein mefaglin b'chatzi matir. But what does it say here? Pigel, okay, now when we're talking about the Mizbeach HaPnimi, which is our case, Pigel, bein barishona, bein bashnia, u bein bashlishit, right? Whether it's the first, okay, now what's the first here? The first means the first set. Okay, now we're really talking about Yom HaKippurim, and in the case of Parlin Dever, it would be 1 and 2, okay, the first or the second set. We're now talking about sets, not one sprinkling on one corner of the Mizbeach, but we're talking about sets. in Yom Kippur, we actually have four sets. Here they only mention three. We'll get to the fourth later. But right now, it's only three. We have the Par and the Seir together inside the Kodesh Kodeshim. Then we have the Par and the Seir in the Heichal, Klapei HaParochet. And then we have the four Hazaot on the Mizbeach, right, the four sprinklings on the Mizbeach. And the fourth set, which we're not referring to yet, is the seven Al Gava Mizbeach. Okay, so what he's saying here is, whether you had a Pigel Machshava, either in the first set, or in the second set, or in the third set, Rabbi Meir Omer, Pigel V'chayavin Alav Karet. Here you have it. You get Karet even if it's the first, or the second, or the third. It doesn't have to be the first one. It could be any of them. Okay? We're a little bit comparing apples and oranges, though, because here we were talking about one out of four sprinklings on the Mizbeach, and there we're talking about full sets. Right? One set versus two set versus three sets versus four set. Right? In other words, in theory, you look at those four sets, or let's say in the parallel Gavra Shel Tzibur, it's only two sets as one unit. So it's basically, we're making an analogy here. It's like doing one out of four, because you're still not doing the whole thing. Okay? Soon in the explanation, you'll see that maybe you can explain that they really are apples and oranges, and they're different things, and you can't compare them.
Maybe he's not disagreeing. Maybe he's just talking about something else.
Right, so that's what they're going to say, that this is a little different. Okay, that's in the end what they're going to answer.
Also, don't or at least one of the answers. You also don't eat any of the korbanot Yom Kippur. So there's a pigul for maybe, I don't know.
No, but there's pigul for lahaktir al hamizbeach, right? In other words, about consumption. Remember? And I can't remember, does the kohen eat any of it or all of it gets burned? I now forget. But
on Yom Kippur?
Yeah. I guess, right. It's yeah, well, right. No one eats on Yom Kippur, but.
Preparing it for
Yafta,
I don't think so.
Right, I don't think so. I assume it gets all burned.
Yeah.
But it's still, it's a matir for
the others.
The haktara, right? You have to burn it on the Mizbeach.
Do you think this is all theoretical? Because on Yom Kippur...
To have the wrong machshava?
In the middle.
Well, forget that. Okay, wait till you get to some of the answers later. It's going to sound like, well, his intention was to be, do pigul and that, you know, like... Why would he have done it like this and not like that? And it's almost like there was a kavanah. Well, first of all, there has to be a kavanah to make a pigul. Obviously, the Kohen wanted to mess things up. Why he wanted to mess things up, I don't know. But
it's amazing that we're spending this much time on something that
yes.
really could not have happened very much. It's so limited. And
right.
So,
yeah. It's true. It's definitely
well,
true.
Well, there were bad Kohen Gadolim.
There were, right. It's true. There were Kohen and Gadolim that were pretty bad, especially in the end of Bayit Sheni. The last, I think, 80 years was pretty bad, if I remember. There was the whole thing in Yoma about 40 years, 80 years. There was a whole thing about it. I forget exactly, but I think it was 80 years before. Okay. So, Chachamim Omrim, Ein Bo Karet Ad Shifagel B'chol HaMatir, right? You need pigul in the whole thing. That's L'shitato. So anyway, katani mia, pigel bein barishona, bein bashnia, bein bashlishit, upalig. So here you see that the machloke really is, mifaglim b'chatzi matir or not. So we're now going to have our first answer. Am Rav Yitzchak bar Avid, hacha b'mayas kinan, kegon shepigel b'shchita, dechab matir hu. The issue was that the pigel wasn't during the machshava of pigel wasn't during the zrika. The machshava of pigel was during the shchita. Okay, and shchita is all one matir, right? It's one thing that matirs you to continue in the korban, right? To do the zrika. So then they say, ihachi, but then, first of all, it's a little not the pshat, because it does say, right, pigel bein barishona bein bashnia bein bashlishit. So what does that mean? We'll get to that soon. And the other thing is, if he was mefagal b'shchita, so then how could Rabbanan say, right, ihachi, my time of the Rabbanan? How could Rabbanan say that it's not pigul? Of course it's going to be pigul if you're mefagel and shchita. So Amar Rava, man chachamim, Rabbi Eliezer he. The shita of chachamim here is the shita of Rabbi Eliezer, who holds, ditnan, hakometz v'halvona v'akhtoret, u'minchat kohanim u'minchat kohen mashiach, u'minchat nesachim, she'kriv me'achamem kezayit b'chutz chayav, Rabbi Eliezer poter ad shikarev et kulam. Okay, let's explain. When you do the kometz, okay, what do? You take the kmitza and then you burn the whole thing on the mizbeach. The livona, also you burn the whole thing on the mizbeach. The ktoret, the whole thing is burned on the mizbeach. These are all cases where there's no, everything is burned on the mizbeach entirely, okay? And your avodah is not effective unless you burn the entire thing on the mizbeach. Without burning the entire thing on the mizbeach, you haven't done anything. So it all has to be burned. And if it's not all burned, you haven't gotten kapara yet, or you haven't done your work. Okay, the minchat kohanim is The Mincha Kohanim is the Mincha that the Kohanim bring with, I forget, one second. It's the Mincha Kohanim, sorry. The Mincha Kohen HaMashiach is the Mincha Chavitin that we've seen that the Kohen Gadol brings every day. And the Mincha is, what was it, the Mincha Kohen? That's just a Mincha brought by a Kohen. Maybe it's just a regular Mincha that a Kohen brings. And then, right, what's unique about those two Minachot, generally what do you do with a Mincha? You take a little part, you do a Kmitza, and the whole thing isn't burned. In these cases, you don't do any kmitza. You burn if a kohen brings a mincha or the minchat kohen gadol, the minchat chavitin that he brought every day in the morning and the afternoon. There's no kmitza. He takes the entire thing and burns it in its entirety. Okay, that's what's unique about all these cases. So now, normally, if you're going to be punished for taking something out of the mikdash and let's say burning it outside the mikdash, you're going to be chayav on a kezayit. But in these cases, since the entirety has to be burned. There's a machloket, and Rabbi Lezer says since the entirety has to be burned, if you only burn a kizayit of it outside, you're actually not chayav. Okay? It's a wrong thing to do, but you don't get karet for it because you only get karet if you've done what you were supposed to do inside, you've done outside. And in this case, you've only taken part of it. And since part of it doesn't help you, if you would do part of it inside, it doesn't help. Therefore, outside, you're only going to be chayav if you do it in its entirety. So now we're going to say that's going to match, okay, it's a little bit of a small jump, but it's going to match Shita Chachamim here, who say that since you were Mfaga B'Shchita, okay, so now, I didn't actually explain this well enough yet, I have to go back, because I thought somehow it was only going to come up later, but it comes up already here. What's this case of Shchita? Okay, how can you say Bein Barishona, Bein B'Shniya, Bein B'Shlishit, the Shchita? Well, it doesn't make any sense because we were talking about if you're Mfagel the Dam, right? How could you jump and say you're talking about Shechita? So what happens is with the Par Kohen Gadol, with the Par and the Seir on Yom Kippurim, let's say you did, remember we said there's all these sets of sprinklings. So let's say you finished the first set of blood. You sprinkled everything in the Kodesh Kodeshim. The Kohen Gadol on his way out of the Kodesh Kodeshim spills the blood. Okay? That you can imagine. Forget about Pigel, maybe not. But he gets a little nervous, right? He spills the blood. What does he do? So there's a machloket about it, but we'll see that one of the opinions is that he doesn't have to start from the beginning. Since he already finished a full set, he does a new shechita and then brings that blood for the next set. Okay? And if the same thing happens at the end of that set, he would bring another animal. So when we're talking about the shechita here, Bein Barishona, Bein B'Shniya, Bein B'Shlishit, we're talking about the shechita of part, right, the shechita for the second animal, let's say, or for the third animal. It's not a full, right? There's no one animal here that creates the full kapara process because you have to kind of replace one of the animals that the blood got spilled for. So if that's the case, so let's just go back to the beginning now. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avin said, that's what we're talking about. Pigel b'shechita, which sin, even though the shechita is only part of the picture, because you're going to need multiple shechitot in this case, because you keep spilling the blood, let's say, or you spilled it at least once. So Bein Barishona, Bein B'Shniya, Bein B'Shlishit means whether it was the shechita for the first set, or whether it's the shechita for the second set, or whether it's the shechita for the third set. Okay, it doesn't matter, since it was a shechita, a full matir, because that shechita matired you to put the dam on the mizbeach, or wherever you had to put the dam, that was a matir. But comes Chachamim, and they say, no, that's not a matir, because we hold, Chachamim are like Rabbi Eliezer, who hold that since you can't affect atonement with only the first set of blood, or the second set of blood, or the third set of blood, and therefore, if you only had a machshava of shechita of one of the animals, in a case where, you know, a unique case where you needed to shecht an additional animal because you spilled the blood, then, or it could have been, by the way, the blood got tameh or something happened that messed it up, then we're going to view that as not a full act to create a chiyuv karet for. Okay, so just like Rabbi Lezer says, now it's different, but just like Rabbi Lezer says about the komet and levona and all those things which are fully burned, and therefore if you take some of it and burn a little bit of it outside the Bein HaMikdash, you're not going to be chayav. Likewise here, we're not going to make you chayav if you did a full act of shechita with the wrong machshava, because the full act of shechita isn't the whole picture. You need multiple shechitot in this case. So you'd have to have had pigul in all the shechitot to make it all chayav. That's what they're assuming right now. But then they say, no, v'hama Rava, but doesn't Rava say, umode Rabbi Eliezer b'damim? Doesn't Rabbi Eliezer agree when it comes to damim, ditnan, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon omrim, mimakom shepasach, mishamu matchil? Okay, this is where I said there's a machloket about it, but Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon say, wherever you stop, that's where you start up again. If you were to have spilled the blood, then you finished that act of blood. That set is a unique set, and this is why we said we're kind of comparing apples and oranges, because you finished a whole set. And even Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that you need the full, if the full thing has to be ruined, you need a full thing, he wouldn't say the same thing here, because he would view each shechita as an independent unit. The shechita went with the zrika. That's a closed unit. We're done. Then you need a new shechita. Okay, that's a new shechita. If you have pigul in that shechita, that will mess up the blood for, you know, that animal, basically. So he's saying, you're comparing Rabbi Eliezer. You're saying that would apply here. No, even Rabbi Eliezer would hold, we view each one as an entire set, and therefore each shechita is viewed independently, and therefore you can't explain that braita as being that. So we can't say Bein Berushana, Bein Mishnaya, Bein Shlishit is shechita, and we're talking about shechita when the blood was spilled, you know, and you do a new shechita. Because in that case, we can't come up with a good explanation for Chachamim as to why they would say this isn't pigul. So we reject that.
It doesn't make sense, though, because let's say you ruin the blood at the first of 11, for example.
If it's the first of 11, you have to start all over. It's only if you finished all 11, then you can, I don't know which 11 you're talking about.
One of the sets.
Right, so 16, 16, 4, 7, right? So if you finished all 16 in the first one,
and then you spilled it.
If you were in the middle of the Kodesh Kodeshim and you spill it in the middle, you have to start again. It's only if you finished a whole set. That's why it's exactly like we said in the beginning. You're comparing apples and oranges. There, you finished an entire set, and even Rabbi Lazar views that as a whole set. Okay, so each set is viewed independently, and therefore each one would have its own pigul properties, right? You'd be able to be mefagel, and it would be considered a whole and not a part. So therefore, Ela Amar Rava, Kigon Shepigel Barishona, Vishatak Bashnia, Vichazar Vikipigel Bashlishit. This would be the case. He had a Pigel Machshav in the first set, then he was silent in the second set, and then he had a Pigel Machshav in the third set. What is that? What's the Memhei Dalet? Mau detema, okay. Mau detema, thank you. Mau detema, you might have said, and what's the chidush of this case? Why is this different than Pigel Barishona and was silent in the second? And, you know, what would you say here? Mau detema, Isal Kadata Chaldar Rishonahu Mahadra Pigule Bashlishi Lamali. Okay, this is why I said you're going to laugh a little bit about this whole Pigel thing, but we're going to say like this. If you think that, like Rabbi Meir, that he holds Aldat Rishonahu Oseh, you might have thought, Mehadra pigule b'shlishi lamali. If you could go by dar rishona, if this kohen really wants to be mefagel the korban, okay, that's why I said it's kind of funny, right? I mean, obviously he does have intent to be mefagel, because remember, pigul is not by accident. If you do it b'shogeg, right, it's not pigul. It's only pigul with real intent. If he really wants to mess up the korban and al dar rishona hu oved, al dar rishona hu oseh, then he could do pigul in the first. Ignore, you know, do nothing in the second, do nothing in the third. So the fact that he has a pigul machshav in the third, maybe you would have thought that his shtika could be understood not as, oh, I wanted to do a pigul, because if he goes al dar rishona, it would have covered everything. So therefore, you might have thought that this isn't pigul because of the second one. Ka mashmalan comes to teach you now. Al dar rishona oseh. And again, what is this whole to do? This was to explain that braita according to Rish Lakish. So now we're explaining, Bein Berishona, Bein Mishniya, Bein Shlishi doesn't mean either the first or the second or the third. It means the first and the third and not the second. And the chidush is that even Rabbi Meir would hold in this case, that even though he was silent, but then, right, because he dafka had a thought at the end, we might have think that will explain his shtika. Doesn't mean he meant to be mefagel, because otherwise, if one would have covered all three, then why does he need to have a machshav in the third? Kamashmalan, the even Rabbi Meir holds in this case al dar rishona hu oseh, and the second can be interpreted as pigul also. And again, that would explain ein mefaglin b'chatzi matir, right? We would hold like Rish Lakish. That's a second option. As we had one option of explaining the braita, it doesn't contradict Rish Lakish. Remember, the braita by its simple reading sounds like that Rabbi Meir would hold mefaglin b'chatzi matir, because bein berushana, bein mishnaya, bein shlishit doesn't have the order. The first explanation was, we're not actually talking about a machshava when it comes to the dam. We're talking about a machshava of shchita that was related to a set of bloods. And then we say, well, that's not the same. We can't compare those. It can't possibly be what he was talking about, because chachamim would make no sense there, because even chachamim would agree that this would be pigul, because each set is viewed independently. So we can't explain the brayta that way, because we can't explain shchita chachamim. The second option is to say that he was mifagel in one, and he wasn't mefagel in two, and he was mefagel in three. And even then, we can explain the chidush is that even then, Rabbi Meir holds this shtika counts. Okay, that's our second answer. But matkif la Ravashi, midi shatak katane? Does it say anywhere that he had a machshava there, he was silent in the second, and then he had a machshava there? No, it doesn't say anything about shtika. So Ella, I'm a Ravashi. Ravashi says, that's not a good answer. I think it's a different answer. Hacha b'mayas, keen answer. We're now up to answer number three. Kigon shepigel barishona ubashnia ubashlishit. He was mefagel in all of them. Well, if he was mefagel in all, then you're good. But what did we say in the beginning? There's a fourth one. Remember? The fourth one is the one about the seven hazaot al gava mizbeach. Ma'u ditema isalkadatach. You might have thought, if isalkadatach kolosel darishona will say, if you hold that we always go by the first machshava, what was his point in saying this is pigul and this is pigul, but not in the fourth, right? Kamashmalan, right? Therefore, we teach you that it's coming to tell you even in the first, second, third, but not the fourth, we're going to still consider the fourth pigul, and that counts as pigul according to Rabbi Meir. And again, that proves al dat rishona hu oseh, and we can apply, basically means we can apply al dat rishona in any case, whether he did pigul in a bunch and not all of them, either which way. But then, one second, let me just finish because we're at the very end here. Beha, bain, bain, katane. But how can you say that the Braita reads, right? The Braita says, bain barishona, bain bishnia, bain bishlishi. What does it sound like? Either this or that, right? It doesn't sound like in the first and the second and the third. Kasha. So they say, in fact, this is a koshi for Ravashi's reasoning. We gave basically three answers. None of them really are great answers, which really leaves us with, it sounds like Rabbi Meir does hold Mifaglin B'chatzi Matir, but we're not rejecting Rish Lakish entirely. We're just saying that this Braita creates a difficulty for him. Yeah, what did you want to say?
Wouldn't this prove that a machshava is spoken? Like this,
because you're saying shtika. But shtika could be lack of machshava, lack of thought.
We have said that you have to say it out loud for it to be people.
Well, we said that most opinions say that, and the only one opinion that doesn't say that, or is the Rambam, who just says machshava, he doesn't specifically say whether it's definitely thought, but he doesn't really mention amira, and some people read into the Rambam that he means machshava, but most people think that it is spoken.
Because they're using words that have to do with speech.
Right.
Like shtika.
Yeah, that is true. Okay, now we're going to continue. Now we're going to show a koshi for the other side. Amar Mar. Rabbi Meir omer pigul v'chayavin alav karet. Okay, Rabbi Meir says it's pigul, and you get karet, right? This is in the braita we brought before, okay, which was, right, this case we just brought about the bein barishana, bein b'shniya, bein b'shlishi. Rabbi Meir says it's pigul v'chayavin alav karet. Michde karet lo mechayev ad shikrevu kol metirav. Now, we know that you don't get karet until what? Let's say you did it in shchita, right? You don't get karet unless, remember, what's the karet for? The karet is for eating the meat at a later stage. It's only if you eat meat that someone had a pigul machshava in the event that you actually did the zrika, okay? So now they're going to come and say, let's say, bein barishona, bein b'shniya, bein b'shlishit, okay, is pigul, and you get karet. Now, so we're going to say now, you don't get karet until you do all metirav. Damar mar, karatza'ap kasher, kacharatza'ap pasul. Right? The same way you get ritzui for, if it was a kosher korban, you also get, so to speak, ritzui for it being pigul. Meaning, right, that's exactly what we just said, that unless you finished it and did everything, kamoshet tzarich, right, it's not going to be called pigul. Okay? So you have to do this ritzui. Mahar tza'at kasher ad shikrivu kol metirav. So just like in a kosher korban, you have to do everything. Afar tza'at pasul ad shikrivu kol metirav. So in order for it to be pigul and you chayav karet, you have to have done everything, right? Now, what's the problem here? Let's say you do a pigul machshava in the beginning, okay? What's going to happen? And then you continue to do this rikot, even though you were mefagel the korban. So ha, kevan dechashiv be bifnim, psula, since you already had a machshava that was pasul, Kiman delo ade dami. It's as if you didn't sprinkle the blood. And kihadar made behechal maya ba'al mahutika ade. Once you mess up the korban with a machshava of pigul of the blood, then whatever blood you do later is just like throwing water on it. In other words, you can't complete it. Okay? Now this is strange. Wouldn't you say the same thing for shrita? Same thing. If you shecht it with a pigul machshava and then you do the zrika later, now you can't, you're not chayv pigul until you've done the zrika. Well, the zrika is nothing because you've already disqualified the korban. But they say that there's a difference here. Because there you've done the full act of shechita, so the zrika is fully a pigul zrika. In this case, you have kind of a split within the zrika. You've done some zrika one way, some zrika the other way. In other words, some are good zrika with good machshava, and some are bad zrika. And they say, and the question's a little strange, because in any case of pigul, you won't be able to actually do a kosher zrika. But the assumption of this question, and you have to take it at face value, because it's a little difficult to accept this assumption based on the others, but they say there's a difference because in this case, you're splitting your zrika. Some are done with a pigul machshava and some aren't, so you don't have either a pigul zrika or a non-pigul zrika. You have like a mix. And therefore, you can't view this as if the mitirin were done because the zrika were done in such different ways that you can't really combine them to say, oh, this was either done all bad or all good. Okay? So therefore, they say, so how can you do this? So Amar Rabba, mishkachat la, you could have a case, okay? So now they're saying, in other words, if this is all, if you say that mefaglim bechatzin matir, okay? Now we're, 1 second. Right, so now we're basically asking a question on the other shita. If you say that Rabbi Meir holds you can be mefagel bechatzin matir, then how could you possibly have this korban? How could you actually have a pigul with karet here because the zrikot are... You've all, right, if you view it all as half a matir is okay, but now you end up with a zrika that's not a kosher zrika or not a pigul zrika either, and you end up with a big mushmash, and you can't say yikrivu kol matirav. That's how they view it. So Amar Rabba, no, you could mishkachala ba'arba'a parim u'ba'arba'a seirim. You could have it in a case where each set was done in its own way. In other words, one set was pigul, one set wasn't pigul, and then you could combine them, and you could say everything was done kimosh tzarif. In other words, either it was done fully pigul or it was done fully not pigul, and that's how you would have mefaglim b'chatzi matir. But then you can only have mefaglim b'chatzi matir if a whole set was done as pigul versus a different set. Okay? Rava amar afilu tema b'parcha b'seir achad l'pigul lo miratze. Rava says, no, you could say, and he basically rejects the question. He says, no, for pigul purposes, in other words, the whole zrika, you messed it up, and now the whole thing was done in a disqualified manner, and that's okay. In other words, that would work. As it works to affect pigul, yes, it wouldn't work as a good korban, but since you messed it up pigul, we'll consider as long as you technically did the zrika, even if they're viewed as maya ba'alma, it's like nothing, because it's already disqualified, still you actually did the act, and therefore it does work for pigul. Okay, he kind of rejects the question in his answer. Okay, now we're getting... we started with Rish Lakish's explanation, then we went to the second explanation, the Mefaglim B'chatzi Matir, which isn't brought in anybody's name, but the assumption is the Gemara kind of sides that way. So we started off with questions about Rish Lakish. We didn't really answer them so well. Then, right, we said there's no good answer. Then we brought a question on the Mefaglim B'chatzi Matir, but we kind of answered it. And then, well, we did answer it. We brought two answers. Now we're going to go on a tangent, and then we're going to come back to Rish Lakish. Now we're going to talk about this Arba'im v'shalosh. I told you we'd get back to this. So there are 43. Okay, you can look again at your chart. There's 43 on Yom Kippurim that you have to sprinkle. And now they say, V'hatanya Arba'im v'shmoneh. Doesn't it say somewhere there's 40? I'm sorry, I skipped. V'hatanya Arba'im v'sheva. Isn't there 47? So they say, Ha'kemanda Amar Marvin l'kranot. V'ha'kemanda Amar E'marvin l'kranot. If you remember, I said that you mix the bloods. Some people say you actually don't mix the bloods. And you do the four sprinklings before you mix the bloods. Okay, you obviously would mix the bloods for the last seven, but you don't mix the bloods for the four on the Karnot and Mizbeach. And therefore, they get up, they get another four, because you're going to have to do it with both the Dam of the Par and the Dam of the Seir. V'hatanya Arbim Mushmoneh, but isn't there one brayta that says 48? Ha'kamandamar Shirayim Akvin. Ha'kamandamar in Shirayim Akvin. If you hold, remember we had a homachloket in the Pnimi, right, in the Chataot Pnimiot, is the shirayim ma'akev or not? Do you have to pour the shirayim in the sun mizbeach? And if you didn't, you don't get kapara or not. So if you say you have to do it, it's ma'akev, then you'd have to add the pouring of the shirayim as an additional one into the yisov. Remember, that would happen anyway in the mizbeach hachitzon, right? Not in the panimi. Okay, that was the side thing about how many sprinklings there actually are. So either 43, 47, or 48. Now we're going to go back to another question on Rish Lakish. Meitive. B'meh dvarim amurim b'kmitza, b'matan kli u'b'hiluch. Okay, now we're talking about how you could do a pigo machshava in the mincha. So either it's b'kmitza, during the kmitza process, or when you put in a kli or b'hiluch. Remember, we talked about this. This was all the three avodot that are like the shechita, kabbalah, and holacha, right? There's the kmitza. The putting it in a kli is like kabbalah, and the hiluch to the mizbeach. But what's the last one? The haktarah. Remember, what do you do? We talked about this yesterday. You're maktir, both the kmitza that you took, which is made up of this solet mixture, this floury substance, and then there's the flour and the oil, right, of the mincha. And then you also add to it, when you do the haktarah, you burn it on the mizbeach, you also have the livona. So the burning, which is like the zrika, has two things. So balo haktara, when he gets to the haktara, aval balo la haktara, natan et hakometz b'machshava ve'et halivona b'shtika. If you put the kometz with a machshava of pigul, and then you put the livona without saying anything, okay, or the reverse, natan et hakometz b'shtika, you were first silent, ve'et halivona b'machshava, and then you had a machshava of pigul. Rabbi Meir omer pigul v'chayvin alav karei. What do you see here? You can't say al dat rishona oseh, because the second case was he was shotek in the beginning and then had a pigul machshava. So it's obvious from here again that it's mefaglin b'chatzi matir, and it's a question on Rish Lakish. The Chachamim omrim, the Brayta continues, ein bo karet ad shipagel b'kol amatir. So again, they say, what's the problem here? Katane miyat et hakometz b'shtika ve'et halevona b'machshava u'palig. Right? Here you see, they argue in this case. So they try to answer, and they say, Ema. You could read it like this: Kvar natana televona b'machshava. Okay, let's read the case. It says, okay, O shenatana ta komets b'shtika ve'et televona b'machshava. They read it as he did the komets b'shtika when he had already previously done the levona b'machshava. Okay, and that would support et harishona, right? But then they say, two questions against this. Chada hainu resha. Well, then it's the exact same case as the resha. Now, it's not the exact same case, because in the first case, he did the kometz b'machshava and the levona b'shtika, and this would be the reverse. The levona was b'machshava and the kometz was b'shtika, but still it would be the same basic thing, which is you start with machshava and you go to shtika, and there would be no point to say the same thing twice. So that doesn't make any sense. Ve'od, and furthermore, Hatanya, there's a different braita that says, Ba'acharkach. The braita says, whether you do it this way, or you do the kometz b'shtika, and then acharkach, you do the livona b'machshava, Rabbi Meir would still disagree. And the end with kashya. So we basically ended up saying that we have two braitot that basically go against Rish Lakish's understanding, and seem to really side with the fact that mefaglin b'chatzi matir, you get karet, according to Rabbi Meir. For whatever reason, Rish Lakish didn't want to say that, and I don't know what's motivating him, but he obviously didn't want to say that, even though that was a more obvious answer, or at least the braitot definitely go against him. You could say he never saw those braitot, and maybe that's why. Because again, braitot, you know, people learn them, and he might not have known them. But these two braitot seem to clearly support the reading that Rabbi Meir does say, mefaglin b'chatzi matir. You have to remember, when the Gemara says kashya, and they don't say tiyuvta, it usually means that not such a solid argument against him. When it says tiyuvta, usually the Gemara is saying there's no answer, you're stuck. But when you say kashya, it's difficult. It means maybe there is some possible explanation you can come up with that we haven't come up with, but it's possible there's some explanation, and it's not as harsh as tiyuvta.